This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
What do you want to do, Ray?
I don't know. You're watching porn over there.
I wish I was watching porn over here. It would be a lot better than doing this show.
106.5, the end.
So Katie lives in Rockland, and every day, twice a day, she drives down 65 to get to work and to go home. But now she has a question about something that she sees on 65 every single day. Katie, what is it?
I have a really possibly stupid question, but it's something I have always wondered. And now that there are two new ones by my house, I'm especially wondering it.
Well, listen, there are no stupid questions, only really, really, really stupid people.
Thank you, Gavin. There's a cluster on 65 on both sides of the freeway of hotels. And there's like two new hotels. They might be the same hotel, but they're just two different buildings right by Topgolf.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
The parking lot, because I drive by it every day on my way to work.
Yeah.
The parking lot at night, because, you know, we drive to work at night still, always full. What is around that area that is driving people to be like, okay, so we're going to be here. Oh, here's a Best Western.
I've had the exact same thought. 65? My apologies to Wheatland, but there's nothing in 65.
I mean, you could go to, I think you use it to get to Chico?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay.
There's nothing. I doubt that there's a whole bunch of people chomping at the bit to go to Lincoln and Bishop's Pumpkin Farm. There's like 65 literally just kind of peters into a one-lane regular road.
And then nobody knows.
Like they want you to forget that you were even on it.
And nobody knows what is past the amphitheater
right
there.
Yeah. So anyway, my point is I've had the same thought because it's not even a major interchange. It's far enough away from 80 that it doesn't make sense that you would drive all the way up there if you're a trucker or somebody.
And
they're not trucks usually.
They are not big rigs.
Here's the only thing I came up with.
Okay.
Affairs.
Oh.
Or it's like the newly divorced.
Okay.
Because they're still living together in the houses in the area in Roseville and Rockland.
Okay.
That for their mistresses.
Mm-hmm. You can't go hook up.
Yeah, you got to go do it at that a Holiday Inn Express that's over there next to Topgolf.
Mm-hmm.
Except I often see people outside when I'm driving to work as if they're waiting for like an Uber or something.
Okay.
Which tells me maybe they're going to the airport. Because why would you be up so early waiting for a car?
You're so far away from the airport.
I know that, Gavin. This is on my mind every single. And guess what? Guess what? A kitty corner to those hotels on the other side of 65 is a whole bunch of other hotels.
Right. So it's the Residence Inn by Marriott, the Home 2 Suites
by
Hilton.
Home 2 Suites, yes.
Someone texted in at 73389. The Justice Buildings, like Placer County Court and the new FBI Federal Building are right there. So those could be people who are involved in cases that are maybe here from out of town.
Now it's intriguing.
Now we're getting somewhere.
It's the Intrigue Hotel. Everybody there is a spy or a witness to a mob pit.
Right.
Okay.
Someone else texted
in. Or used to work in the White House.
What if people are parking their cars there because they're getting a carpool to work in the Bay Area?
No, that doesn't make sense.
I mean, usually if you're parking in a hotel parking spot, they give you a piece of paper that you put on your dash or something.
Somebody said Thunder Valley. It's literally a hotel.
I was just going to say that, actually. What if it's the overflow of people that can't afford to stay at the hotel?
I don't know how Thunder Valley feels, Thunder Valley.
It doesn't seem like right now is the time that Thunder Valley is just sold from toe to tip.
Somebody else said fire victims, but it's all the time. Like, that would make sense, but it's all the time. It's all the time.
Someone else texted in, I work at a hospital and they put us in a hotel if we were exposed to COVID so that we can go, if we can't go home to our family.
Okay. That makes sense.
That is not far from Sutter Roseville.
Right. There are a lot of hotels right there. Now, granted, there are a lot of hotels also right closer to the hospital than the ones
are
you're
talking
about. Oh, yeah. A lot of people are texting in their theories, pimps and hookers.
I'm loving this. I'm loving that other people have had this
I don't know
thought.
If they've had the thought, but they are trying to help us troubleshoot this situation. And we can't call the hotel, Rain. We can't call them because when you check into a hotel, sadly, they don't say, why are you staying with us?
We can't call them. But people that work at the hotels can text us.
Oh.
Yeah, but they don't know. That's my point.
Well, sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't.
Okay.
Like, sometimes, like, you know, people that stay there will be like, oh, you know, the old ball and chains in the hospital, and I'm staying.
Oh, my God. Is that how you speak?
What a callous way to talk about that. We're in a pandemic.
She's obviously very sick. You can't even visit her. My God.
My bitch of a wife is dying.
They won't even let me go see her disgusting face.
Do you have a chapel here in the hotel? Because I want to pray, not for her recovery.
The only good news about this is she's probably losing weight for the first time.
Oh, my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.